This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of 180 Degrees on 729 AM. You are joined with me, your host, Zoe George, and I am joined on Zoom by my wonderful, fantastic co-host, Inga Stoffels. How are you doing, Inga?
Good evening, everybody, and good evening, Zoe. I am doing amazing. I'm fantastic, and I am just happy to be on air with you all tonight.
Honestly, it's going to be such a fun, fantastic show. We've got some cool What's Down in Cape Town's, a nice groovy movie, a fun, fun guest that you guys do not want to miss. So stick around until about 20 past 7, which is when the interview should start. But Inga, how has your weekend been?
Well, my weekend has been good. I've just been, you know, inside with my family. We went to the beach. My daughter had her first experience when the waves like crashed over her feet. And she was looking almost like, what's going on? But she enjoyed it. She enjoyed it so much. We enjoyed it. And it was really good.
Man,
what about you, Zoe?
She's a true Capetonian now, if you ask me. She's gone to the beach and experienced everything. My weekend was pretty, you know, chilled. I've just basically been alone a lot. You know, I finished my exams and kind of just decided I wanted to take a step back and just be alone. So I haven't done much. I didn't do much this weekend. Just went to church. Nothing out of the ordinary. If you guys want to let us know how your weekend was or what you did this weekend, you can WhatsApp us at 081-729-1657. I repeat, 081-729-1657. Now let's just listen to a classic here on 180 Degrees. It's called Hope is Alive by New Hope Oahu. And then we'll just go into the What's Down in Cape Town. Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
What's down in Cape Town?
Cape Town!
And it is 8 past 7 o'clock, you guys, and we are currently in the What's Down in Cape Town section of the show after just listening to that fantastic song, Hope is Alive by New Hope Oahu. We have three fantastic, fun places you can potentially go to this December holidays because, as you know, it's pretty... The weather's actually kind of weird now that I think about it. Don't you think so, Inga? It's kind of weird.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. This is typical Cape Town weather.
Must know. It just never gives you a straight answer. But we do have a beach here. I'm just going to read you guys three different things you might want to do this December holiday. So the first one is you can spend a day at Llandudno Beach. On Llandudno Beach, you can find a picturesque strip of white sand beach, and it is hugged between two large boulders, creating the perfect space for groups of families and friends and avid surfers who want to spend their days lazing in that Capetonian sun. The sunsets are unmatched, while the water is unfortunately ridiculously cold, I've heard. I've never actually been, but I want to go one day. Maybe I'll go this December, who knows.
Yeah, you definitely will, Zoe. You definitely will. And I'll be having my eye on your statuses.
You know what? Yes, I will tag you the day I go, actually.
Like the deer park.
That was still such a fun place. I want to go back there, but to hike. Because when I went there the last time, we didn't hike. But it has a lovely trail. You can find Llandudno Beach on Victoria Road in Llandudno, Cape Town, Seven Bureau Road in Brackenhoven. Yeah. Next, you can go e-biking and wine tasting in Franschhoek. Now, you can also ride an electric bike through Franschhoek's vineyards for a taste of the country life, bikes and all. This is a 3.5-hour tour that starts at the Huguenot Monument, where your guide will show you how to use your bike so you don't break it or any of your limbs. And then you head off into the winelands, avoiding any main roads and stopping at the Grand Province, the Country Kitchen, and the Glenyard Wine Farms along the way. This wine farm is open from Monday to Sunday from 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. I guess they take a bit of an hour break because then they close and start again at 2 to 5:30. It costs about 885 rand to rent this scooter, but it's electric. So in these load shedding times, you're going to probably pay a pretty ridiculous penny for some electricity. Lastly, we have the option to explore the West Coast National Park. If you want to experience the raw, authentic outdoors and that side of the Western Cape, the vast West Coast National Park is where you want to do it. In addition to the endless natural beauty, the area boasts a string of secret beaches, two of which are must visits, namely Kraal Bay and Preek Stoel. I hope I said that correctly. You guys know I have not done Afrikaans since high school 4 years ago. So please bear with me.
All good, Zoe. All good.
Yeah. The dreamy turquoise stretch of water at the Kraal Bay forms part of Zone A, which is a multifunctional section of the Langebaan Lagoon, where visitors can enjoy everything from kite surfing to wind skiing to fishing, kayaking, snorkeling, supping, boating, and of course swimming in the amazingly crystal clear waters. This place is open all week long from 7 to 7. Yeah, and it costs about 100 rand for adults to enter, 50 rand for children to enter. However, if you have an ID, it is a little bit cheaper, actually. I think the price I just mentioned applies to foreign nationals. South Africans who have original IDs will pay 66 rand if they're adults or 33 rand if they're children. You can find it at the West Coast National Park between IJsselfontein and Langebaan on the R27. And yeah, those are the three things we have planned for you guys this week. We're going to have some more next week, but let's just head on straight into the groovy movie section of the show.
Zoe on 180 Degrees. Rudy.
Hey.
I walk by it up at it bamboo.
Boom.
Time to watch the movies.
So welcome to the Groovy Movie section of the show, you guys. We have a nice fun one planned for you guys. I'm quite excited for it because it was from a movie I watched very young. It came out years before I was even born, but it was already an established classic that was then remade, I think in 2020, I believe. And yeah, it featured a lot of big names. I will say the movie, the remake, the live action was very underwhelming, but that's all I'm gonna say.
I wanted to say, Zoe, I feel like that's enough.
Yeah, it is. But you know what the crazy thing is? They've been remaking so many movies into live actions.
So true.
And I'm like, we're tired, you know? Like, I'm enjoying it, but we want to see something
fresh. Keep it classic.
Exactly. It's a classic for a reason, you guys. Leave the legacy untouched. So if you guys have any idea what this week's groovy movie is, it is a classic. So I really, really hope you do. Please WhatsApp us the name to 081-729-1657. I repeat, 081-729-1657. Now listen up.
A mighty king, so enemies beware.
Well, I've never seen a king of beasts with quite so little hair.
I'm gonna be the main event like no king was before. I'm brushing up, I'm looking down, working on my roar.
Oh, thus far, a rather uninspiring thing.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
You have rather a long way to go, young master, if you think.
No one's saying do this.
Now, when I said that.
No one's saying be there.
What I meant
no
was.
No one's saying stop that. No one's saying see here.
Now, see here.
Free to run around all day.
Well, that's definitely out.
Free to do it all my way.
I think it's time that you and I arranged a heart-to-heart.
Kings don't need advice from little horn-filled forest star.
If this is where the monarchy is headed, count me out. Out of service and out of Africa, I wouldn't hang about. This child is getting wildly out of wing.
Remember, guys, if you have any idea what this week's groovy movie is, please WhatsApp the name of the movie to 081-729-1657. I repeat, 081-729-1657. Now let's listen to Brave by Clarice Pitessa.
180 Degrees on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
Zoe on 180 Degrees.
So we just listened to Brave by Clarice Pitessa, which was a fantastic song, you guys. It sounds very local. I don't know if you think the same as well, Inga.
I do. I was actually thinking, do I know this name?
Yeah.
I might, but yeah.
I feel like
not
I may
quite
have,
sure.
Yeah, I feel like I may have gone to high school with someone like her. She's just, it's very homegrown. But before we played that song, we had another song for you guys that formed this week's groovy movie. And I hate keeping you guys in suspense, and you know this. So I'm just going to give you the answer straight. This week's groovy movie was I Just Can't Wait to Be King from The Lion King 1, because there are like three different Lion Kings. Yeah, we had quite a few people guessing it in studio, out of studio. It was fantastic. All of you guys who guessed correctly, give yourselves a pat on the back. You know good cinema. And if you guessed that this is not the original audio from the original movie from like 1991, but from the remake, the underwhelming one, unfortunately, that is also some bonus points for you guys. Give yourselves a pat on the back. You really, really know Disney Channel. That's great. You're just like me. Yeah, let's go straight on into the interview section of the show. We have a fantastic guest in studio, and I'm so excited to start this. So, Inga, would you like to give a short introduction for our guest?
We have our beautiful, beautiful guest in the studio with us tonight, Mrs. Monique Leendertz Lang. Good evening, Monique. How are you doing tonight?
Good evening, Inga. It's so good to be here. I'm excited to be here. I'm doing well. I'm blessed.
Awesome, awesome. I can hear the excitement in your voice, and it makes me excited for tonight, for this whole topic that we're going to be speaking about, you know? So tonight's topic we're going to be speaking about is working in the medical field. And Monique, the first thing I want to ask you is, what is it exactly that you do for a living?
Oh my goodness. So I am part of a management team in the healthcare field. We are a 378-bed hospital, and I do believe that my title, which is Support Services Manager, is actually my vocation, because I love supporting, I love turning processes into progress. So that is what I do for a living.
Wow. And working in the medical field is such like an interesting career path. Is this what your first choice for work was?
No.
What?
Oh, it is indeed interesting. Very interesting. No 2 days are the same. But it's definitely not what I planned. I wanted to be Miss World when I was young.
Oh, I can't blame you there. That sounds so exciting.
Until I realized it took a lot of hard work. You need to shave your legs. You need to do all the makeup and everything. And I was like,
That is a lot, especially shaving in winter.
I know.
Goodness. Oh, so that was your first choice, being Miss World.
Yeah. And after that, when I realized I couldn't do that, you know, I decided, let's go study science. So I opted for analytical chemistry.
Wow.
My dad said to me, sure, child, you can't be an engineer. You're not smart enough. And I was like, I will show you. I'm going to go do it. And I did it for 2 or 3 whole months. And then I realized, no, this is not for me. It was at Cape Tech at the time, and Cape Tech at the time was half English and half Afrikaans, and maths was hard in English.
Oh my.
Maths in Afrikaans I just couldn't even grasp. So yeah. I was like, no. I went to go study Bachelor of Science then. So actually I got a qualification, Earth Science, Geology and Geography, and that is actually what I am.
Wow.
Sure. I can't even grasp maths in English,
same,
let alone Afrikaans.
You see?
I can't even beclaim to in anything there. I don't know how I would survive a maths in Afrikaans. Oh my.
So Monique, you know, you are now in the medical field, and you've been working there for quite some time. What are some of the challenges that you've you know come face to face with working in this field?
Well, you know, I think every day, and this is the one thing that I realize, I've been there for over 8 years now. It's my longest job ever. Mm. It's so, it changes all the time. There's always a different challenge, always a new challenge, something that you need to either do for a staff member, for a patient, you know, for a doctor. So it's really fast changing, and at the same time, so engaging. There's many policies we always have to either implement. There's always some new either illness, virus that we need to look or take care of, or, you know, we need to clean for, or we need to make sure it does not infect anyone else. So it's very challenging on that level. And I think that's what keeps us also engaged and extremely happy with what we go to do every day, because you go home feeling, wow, I really did my best today. Yeah. And I changed a life today, mm-hmm. regardless of whether it was a baby that came into the world or whether it was an older person that got healed. You know, it's awesome.
Yeah. Because you have to work with human beings and their health on such a personal level. I feel like every day, like you said, every day is different. But every day also, you can directly see how you have made a difference in someone's life. And that must be just so satisfying, honestly. Because, like, not to say any job is more important than the other, but, like, to genuinely have... Some people are just meant to work with people and to help other people and to, you know, change lives. Not everyone is meant to be in the medical profession. Not everyone cares about people like that. Mm. So to see yourself in that field and to actually help people, that must be so satisfying.
It is, in the sense of I don't work directly with the patient,
yeah,
but I work with the processes that impact the patient, yeah. You know? So mm-hmm. when the porter comes in, that's the first person you see, but it's also the last person you see when yeah. you leave. How important is that person?
Right.
I work with the cleaners, you know, mm-hmm. the catering. They make your experience, you know? If you're on a medication, yes, your food tastes different, but still the presentation makes a difference to the way you perceive it.
Yes.
Cleaners don't only yes. clean for aesthetics. They clean for health purposes. Yeah. So those people that I work with really do make a difference at the end of the day or in the background. And I like that. It's the on-stage, off-stage Disney yeah. thing. You know, we're off-stage, but...
Yeah. But then, like, the show won't work yes. to go around without you.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's just like you're like an unsung hero in the background. People don't necessarily see, but you're so important.
Yes.
Yeah. So I would like to ask, given these strange times we're living in, you know, we just have like a little pandemic. There's just like a tiny minor flu, basically, that's going around. Has this, you know, flu basically made your work environments more tough in any way? And if it has, in what way?
Gosh, yes. You know, on the one hand, it has made us realize how important we are. Yeah. Because being called essential services is amazing. Being needed like that every day is amazing. But always also the impact is so, not scary, but the trauma that many of us experience. Mm. Because you are literally seeing people come in and not leave.
Yeah.
We are having to adjust processes. We are having to adjust everyday things that we used to take for granted, now we can't do anymore. You know, we have to constantly assess not only the environment, but the way we interact with one another and the patients. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely given us a sense of purpose, but also it has become quite an isolating experience for us as a team. Yes. And in the hospital, and the vicarious trauma that a lot of our staff are experiencing is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I imagine so many people are probably, like, I feel like everyone, maybe a year or 2 years ago, you may not have known someone who had passed, but now I feel like everyone has been touched by someone who has died, maybe not because of COVID, but something similar to it, or like as an indirect result of it. Like, I know someone who was so stressed out about the possibility of contracting COVID that this person actually had a heart attack, like an anxiety attack. And unfortunately, she's no longer with us. So I can just imagine. And then also not being able to be as close to the patients, I can imagine, because I haven't been to hospital, you know, ever. But I imagine that with all the social distancing and everyone having to wear masks and sanitize, that also affects how
much you can interact with the patients and even with the other people working. And maybe perhaps there has to even be less people in the hospitals because, you know, they have to fit into a certain number of people in a room.
That's true. That we would have to, a lot of processes we actually put on hold when we are in a lockdown or when we are in an official surge. We would then cut our day cases, for example, so that we have less people in the hospital, so there's less interaction. Obviously, our COVID wards are full, specific protocols for those, which are different to normal when we used to just have normal patients in the hospital. Yeah. We turn our wards into completely different COVID wards with different procedures. I remember my son was hospitalized last year, my eldest son. Yeah. And we were traumatized because my husband couldn't actually go with him into the EC. Because only one person allowed. Yeah. And then he was hospitalized and we couldn't go and visit him. Because he was in, while he was under investigation, while they were waiting for his COVID test, they put him patient under investigation.
Yeah.
So he's in the COVID ward. And we couldn't see him. And my husband literally parked outside of the hospital knowing, and we called him to say, listen, we are there. So if you want to wave to us, you can. But other than that, we can't come and see you. And it was it's quite traumatizing for families, you know?
Yes, yes. No, definitely. And that's also something I wanted to add. It's something quite different that we need to get that has become the new norm. Because in the beginning of this year, I lost my grandparents a week after each other. So when my grandma found out that my grandpa had passed away, she wasn't really, they actually went for a nap. They took a nap. And when she woke up, and then he was gone. And then a week after that, she was put in hospital and none of the family could see her in that time. And you know, I want to also ask Monique, like in terms of that, not that I'm saying family can heal, but would you say that having your loved ones around you does kind of help with the healing or does kind of bring a certain, you know, aspect to a person's recovery?
Yes, it definitely does. Just having that, I think that presence with you makes a difference. But obviously, hospitals during this time, they make certain rules, to make sure that you're not going to heal, to make sure that you're not going to be happy or emotionally satisfied. It's for the greater good.
Yeah.
And obviously, we allow somebody, you can't allow a COVID patient to get a visitor because you're putting everyone else at risk, you know. And I think we have to be very innovative in our processes and the way we approach it. Like, yes, the iPad does not, it does not compensate for the touch of a loved one, but at least you still get to see the face and you get to hear the
voice.
And
hear the voice,
rather than not seeing anyone, you know, because it's obviously not everyone's near a window. When you're near a window, it's a little bit easier because the patients actually get their family members standing outside, praying for them, waving to them, putting they actually put little hearts or little notes on the window, you know, but not everyone is fortunate to have that.
Yes.
So I think it's hard also for people in hospital management because we know that the healing touch does make a difference. But we can't also allow it because at the end of the day, we don't want to become a hotspot.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yes. No, that's true.
And the healing touch would take a
different Have you ever had like felt unhappy in your workplace?
Yes, I have had many days of frustration or anger or, you know, where something didn't go right. Because it's almost inevitable in a place where you work with people. We don't work with robots. You know, so people come with their baggage from home and they bring it with them. And as much as we say, leave what's happening at home, it's not easy to do. We can't all compartmentalize like that. But we have an amazing service at our work. We've got a psychologist and a psychology department with social workers. So when you have those moments of frustration, you literally just make an appointment. You go sit on that couch and you get sorted.
Wow.
Awesome.
Really,
that's great.
It's really awesome. So those moments, I promise you, our psychology department is phenomenal. I think we are very blessed to be able to have that. And it's a free service.
Oh, wow. And is it like unlimited sessions?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's really good. Because then, like, they're not only taking care of your physical side, but also your mental side, which is often neglected.
Yes.
So true. And we have a wellness committee. I'm on the wellness committee. At one point, we were actually doing Pilates classes at work.
Pilates? That's my thing. Wow. Oh, my.
Yeah. But of course, COVID.
Has that affected the Pilates and side comedy?
Definitely, we have not. We have not been able to do Pilates classes at all. Our psychology department has been more involved now, in the sense that they are so much more accessible, or they have to be so much more accessible because more people need them.
Yeah,
they've got an SMS line now. They were handing out little packs with their number on it to say, "Call us if you need us." They are so needed at this point in time. The service is really completely, it's so valuable.
And I always say that's actually the good thing that the pandemic has brought, because I mean, in churches, in workplaces, there's so many new things that have been thought of and new things that have been made accessible, you know, a different way of doing things, but a way that works. I always try and look at the positive side of what the pandemic has brought.
Definitely. I mean, those, okay, yes, we're all so tired of Zoom, but at the end of the day, you realize that that little meeting.
It's so funny because Inga's actually on Zoom right now.
But it's so much more. It saves petrol. It saves time. It saves, you know, it's really a great way of touching base and not having to go anywhere. A simple how we've turned WhatsApp into making on-call groups. We are now, management has to be accessible. So we're accessible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because we're on call groups now on WhatsApp.
So
the different ways of working, we've actually started to work smarter and not harder.
That's one of the beautiful, well, I hate to call the pandemic beautiful or anything about it, but the way we, like you've said, the way we've adapted in many different aspects, in churches and going, you know, SMS lines, now making it more accessible. I'm even thinking about my university, like a lot more. I go to UNISA and it's distance learning, but now because of the pandemic, a lot more classes became accessible through Teams. So it's really good that people have been able to take what they could from this pandemic and still, you know, come out shining in different ways.
Yes.
So I'd like to ask if there are any challenges that you have faced in the recent times that you would like to discuss with us on air.
Oh, well, I would think initially that initial shock for me was quite traumatizing. I think working in an admin, I'm in an admin role, so I'm not even I'm not clinical. But for me, going to a place where you know people are going there with this virus that everyone is talking about and everyone's so fearful of. I will be honest with you, initially, I was really scared about it. I used to get anxiety thinking about, I have to go to work and oh my word. And I found myself one day, I was saying to my husband, I actually found myself when I walked through the passages, I'd be instinctively holding my breath.
Breathe it in.
And then I'd get to my destination and I'll go, what's wrong with you? You know all the clinical stats, you know how it's spread. What is wrong with you? But it was that initial shock of, oh my gosh, this is what we have to deal with. You know, and eventually you got used to going and, you know, put on a brave face, and because you need to do it not for yourself only, but not for your family only, because you need to do it for your team members.
Yeah.
For those who report to you. You can't be fearful because everyone was feeling the same kind of anxiety. And we implemented these amazing check-ins that we were doing with the team regularly. How are you feeling today? What is it on this meter? Is it red? Is it blue? Is it okay? Is it anxious? And eventually,
I love that.
With the processes that we had put in place, we actually realized, no, we're okay. I realized, no, I'm okay. Everything is like, it's going well. We're in control. We're doing the right thing. We've got the right measures in place. So it made you feel at ease.
Yeah. Wow, your workplace seems have adapted so well in many different aspects. I mean, it's a hospital, and like you guys, you know, doctors tend to study this, they actually do study these things. So they would know the best route to go. And it's so nice to know that our medical professionals are being so well looked after, because they are at the forefront of COVID. Like you said, like they're dealing with these people head on. And, you know, they also have feelings, they have emotions, they have fears, anxieties. They're just, you know, brave. And it's amazing that they are looking after you guys. I remember last year when, you know, people would come up and like clap for the essential workers. And you guys really were just so deserving of that because of the good service that you do to help contain the pandemic.
I think one of the most exciting things I remember we did as a team was our hope video. We did one of those little videos where everybody holds a little, you know, word or something. And we did one together at the hospital. And then, of course, we did the Jerusalema.
Right? I was just going to say, I thought you were going to say the Jerusalema.
Yes, after that, the earthquake started happening in Cape Town. But I mean, Mark Lottery still makes a joke about it because everyone was doing the Jerusalema.
Yeah, and then the world, the earth just shook.
But it was a lot
so
of fun.
So, Monique, the final thing, you know, with all of that said, if there's someone out there that is listening right now, do you have any word of advice or encouragement for them who would like to pursue a career in the medical field?
Oh my goodness, yes. You know, it was something I never even considered. But like I said, it's like the longest job I've ever had because it's such an evolving field. It's so exciting. People are always going to need medical and health care. It is one thing that is a given. And I think that if you're passionate, if you want to make a difference, if you want to live with purpose, it's definitely a field you need to explore, because you won't be sorry at all. I mean, you don't, when people think medical field, they always think nurses and doctors. Yeah. They don't think. Yes. I remember when I took this job, my eldest son said, because I was working at the Cape Town Film Studios and I was the studio manager, and that was an extremely exciting job. Yeah. You know, my son got to be in movies and there was food wherever in arm's length. He loved that. And he said to me, oh, you're going to go work in the hospital. The lady that was there before you worked there for like 20 years. What are you going to do? And I said, Kaden, I don't know. Because obviously they think only doctors and nurses. Then it's like really important. Yeah. And I have not been bored one day in my life. There's so many different facets of the job. I mean, they need financial people. They need administrators. They need porters, drivers, security. It's such a amazing, possibly unexplored field for kids that are at school. So I would say go and do some research, even maybe spend a day at a hospital and see where you'd like to fit in, because there's definitely a place for you to fit in.
Thank you so much, Monique, for that. And I think that's the thing, people think hospital, they just think doctors and that's it. And there's no place for me because I didn't study medicine. Whereas, like you said, there are many other areas that need that, way you know, that are needed, where employees are needed. But thank you so much for joining us tonight. I really enjoyed this interview and having you on air with us.
It is my absolute pleasure. I thoroughly enjoyed it and I love chatting to yourself and Zoe. There's so much life and fun.
Yeah, you were
and
amazing.
You brought it as well. You're the one that brought the life and the fun tonight.
Thank you, ladies.
That's so true. Now let's just head on into the mystery Bible quiz section of the show.
Matteus 6 vers 26. Kyk na die wilde voëls. Hulle saai nie en hulle oes nie en hulle maak nie in skure bymekaar nie. Julle hemelse Vader sorg vir hulle. Is julle nie baie meer werd as hulle nie?
180 degrees on I Am Youth Movement.
180 degrees on Radio Cape Pulpit 729 AM.
Mystery Bible Quiz.
Bible Quiz. We just had quite an exciting interview, don't you think?
Definitely. I enjoyed it.
Same. Wow.
So, and I think the best part for me was hearing the support that they are getting.
So true.
They're like within their workspace. And it's not kind of like okay, it's your problem, deal with that.
Yeah.
It's more of a how can we help each other? how can we stay checking in on each other? Mm-hmm. And I think that's amazing.
So true. It was very, very reassuring. Yeah. So let's just head on into the Bible quiz, y'all.
Definitely, definitely. So, guys, tonight's Bible quiz question goes like this. Who commanded the sun and the moon to stay still?
Yes. And bear in mind, y'all, it actually stayed still, you know. It legit for like a day, I think.
I don't know. So if you have the answer to that question, you can WhatsApp us your answer on 0817291657. Your answer, I'm going to give you a little bit of a clue. Your answer can be found in the book of Joshua. And I'm not going to give you the chapter or the verse, but I'm just letting you know, can be found in the book of Joshua.
So you guys get out your e-swords, get out your Bibles, get out your Google. And while you're busy trying to think up or find the answer, listen to Psalm 92. It is good by Paul Baloche. You guys are going to love this one.
Follow us on Facebook today.
I Am Radio.
Health tips. How to be happy in your health. It's not just about being healthy, it's about being happy. Should be quite interesting. Chocolates are the true source of happiness.
Ah, good evening and welcome to the Happy Health Tip. I'm sorry, I tried to start that off differently, but I have to say that yes, chocolates are the true source of happiness. Mm-hmm. So, I'm just going to give a few wellness tips for you guys tonight. Number one, take a probiotic daily. Maintaining a healthy gut has significant impacts on digestion, skin health, immunity, mental health, and more. Number two, eat real food. Okay, what does that mean? Aim to eat real food that's made of whole food ingredients. That is made of whole food ingredients that you would have in your own kitchen or pantry. Food that your grandmother would recognize. That's real food. So number three, stand up every 30 minutes while working. Reduce the harmful effects of sitting, like if you have a desk job or if you are just behind the computer the whole day. By standing up and moving around for a minute or two every half an hour, your blood flow regulates and it kind of just keeps your brain, you know, active. Number
that's a
four.
One.
Good, good. That is a good one because I've actually felt that. I don't know if you felt it in an exam room.
Yes. Oh
but
my goodness.
I know if those days where I'm not writing, but I still have to be in there as a study session.
Yes.
And then when it's break time and I just feel refreshed after that.
Same.
Like my brain needed oxygen.
Honestly, that's it be like that.
Number four. I love this one. Get sunlight every day. Vitamin D is one of the most important nutrients for overall health, and sunlight is one of our best sources of it. I love sunlight, and if it's healthy for you, go for it. But also, not too much sunlight. Remember, the one thing I want to remind you guys about Happy Health Tips, these tips are all good in moderation. Never too much of something, because too much of a good thing is a bad thing.
Yeah, like we get you guys want to like stand and like be healthy and live your best lives. But always remember that you need to try to follow the tips as closely as Inga says, because she knows what she's talking about. She doesn't want you guys to hurt yourselves.
And keep the balance, you know. Number five, Zoe's favorite one. Fill your home with house plants.
Mm-hmm.
House plants help to cleanse your indoor air.
It's very
and
true.
They are pretty. And research even shows that they can improve your mood, creativity, and problem solving.
So
that's
true.
Just what research shows.
Mm-hmm. I have quite a few houseplants in my house. My parents have accused me of trying to turn the house into a jungle, but I am just telling them I'm doing it for their health. Plants like the peace.
Zoe of the jungle.
Must know. My surname is George for a reason.
I was just going to say, George of the jungle.
Ah, you,
coincidence?
It was, I think not. It was made for me. If you guys want like some specific plants that are really good for the air, the peace lily and the snake plants are two really good plants that I have, and they've really cleaned the air, and they're super easy to look after. The snake plant in particular, you can quite literally forget about that one, and it'll just stay there rewarding you by cleaning your air in any case.
Zoe George, everybody, our resident botanist. Number six, sweat every day. So aim to sweat in some way each day, whether it's running, biking, dancing, yoga, or any other physical activity that you enjoy. Make sure that you sweat every day. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that you have to do hectic things in order for yourself to sweat. So it says here, tips and tricks for building regular physical activity into your daily life. You can actually download a fitness planner. Ooh. And you can use that one to outline your own custom fitness plan to stay on track. So sometimes the things we find on the internet, we can customize it to our own. And by customize, I don't mean make it work for us in a way of two lunges. Mm-hmm.
Every 2 weeks.
No, man. Come on now. No. But those are the happy health tips for tonight. And just like that, we are at the end of another show.
Exactly. It's like 8:05. The time really just flew by. I feel like I blinked and I was just in the beginning of the show waiting, anticipating. It's crazy.
Literally.
But before
we forget, I just said hi.
Yeah, legit. Before we forget, let's give these guys the answer to the Bible quiz.
Yes. So, the Bible quiz question went a little something like this. Who commanded the moon and the sun to stay still? The answer was Joshua. You know, after I gave you the reference, I was like, okay. But let's just act normal, act natural. And the answer was found in Joshua 10, verse 12 to 13.
No, true. Like it quite literally could have been potentially like a prophet that was mentoring him. Like to someone exactly. Who may not have read, they may not have known that. It wasn't a dead giveaway.
That's also what I thought. I was like, okay, be cool. Just because it's in his book doesn't mean it was him.
Exactly. Oh, but that's great. All you guys who guessed that correctly, you can give yourselves a pat on the back. You guys really paid attention in Sunday school and it's showing off. You can see it. It's amazing.
Definitely. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and for just connecting with us every Monday.
Yeah. So we're going to see you guys again next week. We can't wait for the show to go live. But as for now, this has been 180 Degrees signing out.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.